So we're in lesson number 2, World Kabbalah Congress in North America. The lesson is The Perfect Ten in Arvut. Excerpt number 1 from Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat, Rules of the Guarantor. It is impossible to observe the Torah and Mitzvot unless through Arvut, mutual responsibility, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and Mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. It follows that specifically through Arvut, which is when everyone are regarded as one, is the heart of the observing of the Torah, since the essence of love and unity is in the desire. When each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desire among them, and all are included in one desire, by which they are included in the upper's desire, which is the complete unity. Excerpt number 2 out of the Peace in the World by Bala Sulam. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Creator. Next.
Excerpt number 3, Bala Sulam. Not the time for the livestock to be gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, as in all who is proud, etc. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus, everyone must gather with all of one's strength into the whole of Israel, with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and the work. Excerpt number 4 out of Rabash, the article concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others, so each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Okay, heed his voice.
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash, What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends. It therefore follows that each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because Now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing, and he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Question. Where are we?
Quote number 6 by Noam Elimelech. One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend, and thus each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are aravim, responsible for one another, where aravim means sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers they pray for one another, and by this they are answered.